A lot of Christians, because of they have this concept, right, that just God just controls every single thing that happens in this world, which obviously isn't true, right? The Bible says that the devil is the god of this world. Whether we like that or not, that is the truth of it. And, you know, as we said before, the Bible says that we should pray, right, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And just from that verse, just that one verse, you can already see from that verse, right, that God's will is done perfectly in heaven. He's asking us to pray that his will be done on earth the way it already is in heaven, which means that God's will is not being done perfectly on the earth. Otherwise, he wouldn't ask you to pray for it, right? You don't pray for something that's already being manifest on, you know, plainly. So with that said, just with that one verse, you already know that things do not go in this world the way that God wills it all the time. In fact, I would venture to say most of the time, God's will is not being done correctly on this earth, right? There's reasons for that, which I won't go into right now. But because people do have the notion that everything that happens is God's will, or that God just had a purpose for it, no matter what happens, it's always God had a purpose for it, God has had a reason for it, what that eventually gets to then is sort of a topic of which I'm not without sympathy or compassion for people that are sort of coming from this place, but people will, you know, if they have a death in the family, or they have someone that got sick, or something like that, they a lot of people, now this isn't necessarily every Christian, but a lot of Christians will see things that happen, bad things that happen, and then they attribute it to God, and they say, well, God had a reason for it, God had a purpose for it, or even at the very least, you know, I don't know why God allowed this, things like that, right? And so there is this concept, this attribution that we give to God for everything that happens, including those bad things that happen, right? And here's the thing, though, that I want to bring to you when you're talking to somebody that's coming at you from that perspective, right? Because we actually, you know, you're going to encounter these people, right, all the time, where people kind of have that erroneous belief where they're attributing these things to God. And let me just give you a really simple way to communicate the scriptural truth about this topic, all right? This is super simple. This is not complicated at all. There's a lot we could talk about, but I'm just going to give you, this is just the bare bones simplicity of this, all right? Very easy. At one point ever, did you ever see Jesus in his earthly ministry, even just specifically? At what point did you ever see Jesus, call somebody home, as we would put it, which meaning, you know, allowing somebody's death, causing somebody's death, or making somebody sick? Give me one instance in all of Jesus' earthly ministry. Now, you may say, well, yeah, but I have this Bible verse and that Bible verse. And you know what? I'm sure I could answer a lot of other questions as well. But let's just focus on this real simple point, all right? When I say that Jesus never, not one time, made somebody sick or caused somebody's death, not one time, the way that Jesus dealt with somebody dying is he raised them back up to life. The way that Jesus dealt with sick people is he healed them and made them well again. The way that he dealt with lepers is he cleansed them, right? You'll never see the contrary. Here's the big deal why I'm pointing this out about Jesus, because when you're talking about Jesus, you're not just talking about some prophet in the Old Testament, or you're not talking about just, you know, some one-off person in the Bible. When we're talking about Jesus here, we're talking about someone that Jesus said, it's John 14:9, and I'm reading this out of the New King James Version, but it says, he who has seen me has seen the Father. That's what Jesus said to Philip. He who has seen me has seen the Father, and this is where I'm coming from here. It's a very simple point to make to somebody. If it is true, and it is true, what Jesus said, and I'm hoping everybody would agree with that verse, if you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father, then here's my point here. How is it then in the church that we are attributing things to God that you could never attribute to Jesus then? Just let that sink in for a second. How is it that you are attributing something to God that you could never attribute to Jesus, even in just the short time that he was here? You could never attribute that to Jesus. Because we pretty it up and we say, oh, the Lord was just, you know, picking a flower. The Lord was just calling somebody home. The reason why, you know, that's what we would call a euphemism. Okay, that's something that is, you're playing it down because what you're really saying is God calls somebody's death. And you know that sounds pretty harsh, right? And it does sound pretty harsh because it is harsh. But you pretty it up by God picked the flower, God had a purpose in it, God blah, 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 blah. The reasons are endless for it, but ultimately we are attributing it to God, whether you're saying he caused it, whether you're saying he allowed it, all that stuff. How is it, though, that you can attribute something to the reputation of the Father that you cannot attribute at any point in time, not even a hint of it? Can you attribute that to Jesus, who is, as Hebrews 1 says, the express image of the Father. So much so that Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And in fact, he was telling Philip, from now on, you have known the Father and you have seen him. Now, what did Jesus mean by that? He's saying, you look at me, you're looking at the Father. Everything that Jesus did was the Father doing it through him. And we have to, again, this is such a simple point, but that right there breaks entirely this concept of the things that we attribute to God, the bad things we attribute to God, when you can't find them in Jesus. In fact, the only death that Jesus ever caused, and listen closely to this, the only death that Jesus ever caused was his own. That's it. And that was for you. What you see in Jesus, and remember, every time I say what you see in Jesus, you might as well be saying what you see in the Father. Because that's how you see the Father. You don't see the Father by looking at your circumstances and just guessing. I had someone say one time, oh, the Lord, you know, God stole so-and-so from me. You know, God stole, he was talking about his girlfriend. He said, God stole my girlfriend from me. God did this, God did that. I said, how do you know that? This is not even a person that's saved. I said, how do you know this? Did you see God do that? And he had no answer for that. Because obviously, you're guessing. You're making an assumption on something you saw. And because of erroneous knowledge that you have that God's will is always done on this earth, which just by that one verse you know is untrue, the fact that God asked us to pray that his will be done on earth, again, God will never ask you to pray that his will be done in heaven. You notice that? Because his will is already done in heaven. If it were already done on earth, he wouldn't be asking you to pray that it be done on earth. Okay? And this guy, just because that's common knowledge, saved or unsaved, and it's wrong knowledge, but it is common wrong knowledge for someone to say, well, everything that happens is God's will. So when I see somebody die, I make an assumption. Not because I saw God do it. I didn't see God do it. In fact, if I wanted to see God correctly, I wouldn't be looking at my circumstance. Who is the image of God? Did God ever tell us that your circumstance is the express image of himself? He said that Jesus, his son, is the express image of himself. And if you've seen Jesus, only then have you seen the Father. In fact, the Bible says that if you've denied the Son, then you've denied the Father. Because Jesus is how we get to know who the Father is. So I just wanted to point that out. Because again, the only death Jesus ever calls was he came and died physically for us. And therefore, actually, just as a side note here, it's because Jesus died physically for us, right? We're all aware of that, right? He took a physical body to take physical death. Because I know that this spiritual death thing that Christians talk about, and yet Jesus took a physical body, took physical death. So how do you think that Jesus was able to raise all those people and heal all those people's physical body during his earthly ministry? A death that they were appointed to through Adam. Because he came to die for them. And again, we're describing the Father here. In fact, you know, let me just bring you to one verse here. In Luke 5, 12, there was a leprous man that wanted to be healed by Jesus. And listen to what the Father said through Jesus, all right? Remember, when I'm talking about Jesus, I'm talking about the Father. And this is what the leprous man came to him. He says in the latter part of verse 12, it says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And verse 13, Jesus, the express image of God, the exact representation of God's nature, said to him, as he put out his hand and touched him, touched the leprous man, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy left him. You see, if we were gauging God correctly, you could never attribute God calling somebody home. And you say, well, you know, I don't agree with that. Listen, if a Christian dies physically in their physical body, the Lord will certainly receive them to heaven. But guess what? As far as their physical body is concerned, you know what God's will is for them? To raise them from the dead. That can be unpopular to a lot of people. That may not be palatable for a lot of people, but then you just don't believe the Bible. And I'm sorry to say that, but you just don't believe the Bible then. Because when I saw the express image of the Father manifest on earth, that's how he dealt with the dead. And not one single solitary time did Jesus ever cause anyone's death except his own on our behalf. That's it. So I would just advise you, stay far away from that dangerous concept and dangerous teaching of the fact of attributing everything to God when you couldn't attribute it to Jesus Christ. How simple is that? Super, super, super simple. And a lot of people don't understand that, okay? Death, as we know, doesn't come from God. Death came through sin. Okay? That's where the Bible attributes death. It says, through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin. How are we attributing something to God that God attributes to sin? God attributes. So is it both? Is it death came through sin and also from God? Bible doesn't say that, right? Bible says death came through Adam's sin. When Jesus came, you know what you saw him doing? Rectifying death, not causing it. Sin caused death. Jesus came to bring us life and life superabundantly. And you see that very evident in his earthly ministry especially. And it's just the simplest way to put it to somebody because you have examples of Jesus' earthly ministry. And again, do not attribute something to the Father that you cannot attribute to Christ. Very, very simple. God didn't do it. Whatever bad thing you think God did, God didn't do it. Does God have a purpose in it? No. Can God fix it? Yes. Death, sickness, disease, whatever it is, Jesus came to pay the price for it so that can be fixed in your life, but not the contrary, right? God's not causing it. God didn't do it. And how do you know it? Because I've seen the Father. How are you saying you've seen the Father, Pastor Mike? Because I've seen his Son. And we claim we've seen the Father, many people in the church today, but we're not looking at the Son. We're looking at our circumstance. When you look at the Son, you would never find the Father causing death through Jesus or causing sickness or any kind of bad thing or calamity or anything like that. He's not the author of that. Those things came through sin, and life and righteousness came through Jesus Christ.
If we were able to show you something about Jesus today, subscribe and share this with someone else so that we can get this awesome truth out to the world.